A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled the new plan Monday. It has two parts. The first would focus on measures that have broad support, like additional funding for unemployment compensation, aid for small businesses, and money for education, vaccine distribution, and coronavirus testing. Democratic Senator Bob Casey thinks Congress could approve those provisions this week.
But this is very much an interim agreement. This should not be the last word on COVID-19.
The parties are still far apart on issues like funding for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses. The compromise proposed Monday would wait to address those topics in a separate bill. Republican Pat Toomey said in a statement that such disagreements, quote, should not stop the Senate from passing a bill where Republicans and Democrats largely agree. Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.